This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. Students in the Highline District south of Seattle are pushing for youth representation on committees that hire teachers. This is one example of a wave of activism among high school students around issues of racial justice. Students around the region have advocated for police officers to be removed from schools, and a new student group in Highline wants youth to have a say in hiring educators.
A lot of us are seniors, and it just kind of felt like the right time to just get it going before we leave, just so we can leave behind a legacy for other students who are coming in.
Jordan Famimico is 17 years old and attends Raisbeck Aviation High School in Tukwila. She's president of her school's Black Student Union and one of the students involved in the new group, Highline Youth Race and Equity Coalition. Jordan says it's critically important to get a more diverse teaching staff. Students at Highline are overwhelmingly youth of color. 3/4 of teachers are white.
I feel like students on every level need to feel safe. They need to feel valuable. And it's not to say that minority students can't connect with their white teachers. However, just right off the bat, there is some disconnect there, just culturally.
The new student group met recently with Superintendent Susan Enfield. Mary Belai is 17 years old and attends Mount Rainier High School in Des Moines. She's an officer in her school's Black Student Union. She says the protests this summer have inspired her peers to join her in pushing for change.
Being Black in America, you definitely have seen these issues your entire life, but it was just kind of all of a sudden it blew up to this point where, like, not only did I see it, but everyone around me is starting to also join in on this movement.
Highline District spokesperson Catherine Carboni-Rogers said in an email that the district has included students on hiring teams for principals and is now considering ways to give students a role in the teacher hiring process. She says Highline has made progress in diversifying its teaching and administrative staff, but still has a ways to go. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.